Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, PB.
Hey.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we just celebrated our 19-year anniversary.
Wow.
Long time.
Wow, you're 19 years.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing.
Got married in 93. That was the year I graduated, too. Graduated from Northwest, and big year for me. Graduation, marriage, started out full-time ministry.
It's a very similar track to me. Same deal. Graduated in May from Northwest.
Okay.
Married at the end of June. You were the beginning of July.
Yeah.
But for me, it was 03.
Wow. 10-year difference.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
10 years behind.
So I guess I've been in ministry for 19 years, full-time ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been in ministry for nine years now?
Yeah.
All right. Did you learn everything you needed to know?
Of course. No, well, not really.
Talking about in university, college courses and everything.
No, but I mean, they taught some stuff and helped me out. I got a degree out of it. So,
okay.
Yeah. How about you? Did you learn everything at Northwest?
No, I didn't. But, I'm thankful. I learned how to accomplish something, how to fulfill requirements, how to study for a test.
How to write papers.
How to write papers. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I felt like I did learn and I did accomplish things. Man, there has needed to be a lot of learning along the way, a lot of things that I didn't get that I've needed to learn. And so I thought we could talk about that today.
Okay.
Six things that I've learned since graduating.
Okay.
You graduated in 03. That was the year MySpace was
created. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a MySpace account?
Well, see, what I was going to say is in 93, there was no such thing as social media.
Yeah.
So I guess that's something I have had to learn and am still learning.
Did you use email in 93?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Like the beginnings of it for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know when I went to school, I had a big black plastic MacBook.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it was a MacBook Pro, but. Huh. I did have one that was so old, it actually had that rainbow-colored Apple logo.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's just get to it. Some of the things that I've learned since graduating. Six things. So, first of all, people come and people go in your life, in your leadership, in the church, in ministry. And that can be challenging, and sometimes you can kind of obsess over it. Why'd they go? What happened? What went wrong? How can I fix it? Maybe I should chase them. You know, some of that stuff. And some years ago, I heard an analogy that I really appreciated. It was saying that church and ministry is kind of like a bus, a big happy party bus, and it's going somewhere. There's a destination. There's a vision, there's a place that we're headed together. But like buses, it has stops along the way, and some people get off and others get on. And the point of that teaching was celebrate, love those who are on the bus, and don't worry too much about the movement, who's getting on and who's getting off.
Yeah.
And that's really helped me. I have seen some guys in ministry that really struggle with this, and they didn't talk about it when I was going through school, how to deal with the movement, people coming in, people leaving. And that kind of perspective, I'm in it for the long haul, I'm going somewhere, and I love everyone who's here, has really helped me out. Number two, I don't know is a good answer.
Ah, that'd be contrary to maybe what you were taught.
I know. Well, I kind of feel like the whole point of school is to stuff your head with all the answers, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it's sometimes very, very confident, almost arrogant. Like we know now, we know this. And I don't think that I was equipped to be able to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I had, you know, sure answers for everything coming out of school.
You're right. I mean, a lot of academics is not only do you know, but how to train you how to defend what you know. Like, and this is how you argue that you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people aren't very satisfied with an I don't know answer. But at the same time, if someone had all the answers all the time, you don't really believe them anyway, do
you? No. No.
So I feel like there's a something more honest and real and really okay about saying, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The truth is, I'm a pastor. My major was in ministry, studied the Bible in school, and there's theological stuff that I don't know.
Can you say that?
I hope so. I just did. All right, number three, you don't really graduate. You know, I mean, you do, whatever, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. you get the cap and gown.
Your parents
and
take the pictures.
Yeah, but it's not over. I mean, learning's not over. The quest to grow and actually there's tests that you'll still be taking. Mm-hmm, and so I think graduation is kind of a false notion. I think it's maybe from one stage to the next, but learning is always going to be there. I've had to resource myself. I read a lot of books, mm-hmm. go to conferences. I've taken additional courses, and that's just always going to be there. Like, there's no point of arrival. We're still learning. Mm-hmm. Learning is forever.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, it looks like we're out of time.
We're out of time. We're up against the clock.
All right.
Let's do a part two.
We'll do it.
Okay, so this one is to be continued.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.